clarify a few points that we made on Thursday's share and to add to these points as well, to try to elaborate a little bit on the share about Specs Fake. We pointed out that Tosis on Daf Tes implies that we can be Mekil in our Torah if there's a Specs Fake, if we have a double Safek, only if the two Svegas are Shkulim, only if they're 50-50 Svegas, if they're equal. But if they wouldn't be Shkulim in our Torah, then we wouldn't be able to be Mekil. We're not going to go over the particular context of Tosfos, but that's the general assumption. That take Lamashal, our example, that the Baal said Tesekosu of Matsasi, and he's Neman to Aser, his wife, in two very specific cases, but for Rov Noshim, we assume he can't Aser, because even if we trust him that it wasn't Pesach Pesuah, it was some kind of a Diyah, but there still is a Svek Sveka to be Matir. Savek Tachtav, Savek Ein Tachtav, we don't know if the Diyah occurred after the marriage. We don't know if the Diyah was willing, right? She did this willingly, or it was against her will, she was raped. So these are two Svekas. The Tosa seems to imply, even if Midrabana, the Savik Bonus, Savik Rasan is not quite a Savik Shuffle, because Ones really does have a pole. To say that she was Mizana Barasan is less likely. That's a Chumra Durabonan to treat it as if there's a rove that Mistama she was Mizana Barasan. Right? That's a Chumra Durabonan. In our Torah, it really is a Savik Shuffle. Is it a Safek? Safek bonus, Safek beratzon, so we would have a Svek Svek. The clear implication of Tosis is if min HaTorah the two Svekas are not Shkulim, let's say one Safek is Shokel, 50-50, and the other Safek is not 50-50. Right? If the other Safek were, let's say, 75-25, so then we wouldn't say Svek Svek Olakulam. It's only because this is just a Chumra Derabbanon that the Safek Bonus, Safek Barasa is not such a good Safek. That we assume that Ones would have had a call, it would have been a rumor, and because there was no rumor, we assume that it was actually Barasa. That's just a Chumra Derabbanan. So because it's a Chumra Derabbanan, Minatore really is a good Safek, and that's why if there are two Svegos, we can combine them and we can say Svek Svegel Akula. But the implication of Tosis is that if Minatore, you don't have two Svegos that are equal, 50-50, then we don't say Svek Svegel Akula. So we mentioned that the Yeshua asks, why should that be true? Even if you don't have Sfeikos that are Shkulim, it's not 50-50, you still have a rov. Right? If you have one Safek, the first Safek is, let's say, 50-50. Right? Even if the second Safek is not 50-50, let's say it's 75-25, 75% it's likely to be in one situation, the other is 25%. Well, you still have a rov over here. You got your 50%, and then of the other 50%, you still have 25% that's saying that it's Lakula, right? This is Lakula, and this is Lachumra, but part of the Lachumra is also telling you Lakula because there's a second suffix. Why does it matter that the second suffix is not 50-50? Even if it's only 25%, there still is a rove, rove tzadim lahakim. Frakut ne'eshua, if spek spek Lakula is midin rove, then why can't I say that we go lahakel even if the second suffix is not shokel? So what then it's not 50-50? There still is a rov. So we tried to suggest that according to the rov's yisod, that svekel kul is not midin rov, perhaps we can explain why the svekos have to be shkul. What's the rov's yisod? The rov wanted to suggest that svekel kul is based on the principle that really everything is mutter until proven asa. That's a rule in the Torah. Why should I ask us something? If I don't know it's us, it's mutter. Everything is mutter until proven asa. Hamza Taran said that Sveika Daraisa Lachum. If you have a Safek Issa Daraisa, it might be Asa, it might be Mutter, you've got to go Lachum. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. That's not something I would have thought. I would have said, Safek Issa, why do I have to be Machir for that? Everything is Mutter until proven Asa. You haven't proven to me that it's Asa, it should be Mutter. So it's not so clear what the Machir for that is. The Rashba in Kiddushin, the fourth parak on the Fayim Gimel, he learns it from a concept called Safek Mamzer Mutter. There's a halacha that a Safek Mamzer, we don't know if a person is a Mamzer, he's Mutter. And there's a special pasuk to teach me Safek Mamzer is Mutter. So Zokter Ashba, if I have a pasuk to teach me Safek Mamzer Mutter, that means that's the only case that Safek is going to be Mutter. Normally it should be Asa. So Zeres HaKasa to teach me the Svek of the Reis HaLachum. That's one approach, okay? But the basic principle is that everything is Mutter until proven Asa. So the very fact that Sveikah Daraisa L'chumra, that itself is a chidush. So the Rav, maybe the reason why we're makel by Sveikah is because if Sveikah Daraisa L'chumra is itself a chidush, we have no reason to believe that Sofik Yisra Daraisa should be Aser, just like it could be Aser, could be Mutter. We don't know, it's a doubt. So now if I have a doubt, whether I have even a doubt of Sofik Yisra, a Sofik Agave Sofik, that's not called a Sofik. The original suffix is, well, we don't know if it is it us or is it mut. Could be mut. Right? So it comes to Torah and says, well, if it's a suffix yisr, then you have to be machmen. Suffix yisr deraisa, you have to be machmen. So the din of sveik lekula tells me that if I have a doubt whether I even have a suffix yisr, why assume that it's us or assume that it's mut? Because everything really should have been mut until proven usr. So the chumra of sveik deraisa lechumra doesn't apply if it's a suffix agave suffix. Because suffix agave suffix is not treated as a suffix. It's like vadei hente. So it's vadei hente, so then there's no reason to pass. It's interesting. According to the Rav, what emerges is that you don't say Rav by sveik sveik. Sveik sveik lechul is not made in Rav. The Rav apparently assumes that you're not mitzarev. You don't combine the two sveikas together to say, well, it's Rav, stud, and lahat. That's not a Rav. We know Rove applies by Ruba the Lesser. Come on, you have a psychological tendency of people. Rove, people are like that, so you apply Rove. You have Peshachanuyos, there are 9 stores in the city that are selling kosher and one is selling trade, so then you can follow Rove. But who says in a Svek Sveka you should apply Rove? Comes to Rove and says, maybe Svek Sveka, the cool is not based on Rove at all, it's based on the fact that a suffix, I'll have a suffix, not called a suffix. So if you have a suffix, whether there's a suffix, yes, sir, there's no reason to ask him. This yisod of the Rav is actually hinted to in the Rashba. The very Rashba that the Pnei Yeshua quotes, that Svek Sveka is Midin Rav, he seems to imply that Svek Sveka might be Lakula, even, not Midin Rav, maybe it's stronger than that. Maybe as Aaron Warsaw pointed out, it's not Svek Sveka Lakula, but Svek Sveka Mutter. It's not that we're going lahakel, it's that there's no reason to ask over here. There's no suffix issa. We treat it as though there's a vade hetta. Where do I see that in the Rashba? That's the Rashba that the Shach quoted. If you'll turn back, if you still have packet 23, Shach quotes Tshuva of the Rashba in Yerdei and Simin Kuf Yud. The issue that the Shach is discussing is whether Sveik is said even against the Chazak, even against the Cheskasis. What's the case? We said that, we just talked about the principle. We didn't give the example. What's the example? This is the example that we mentioned before. Let's say an animal is shechted. Let's say a bird is shechted. And we find that the wing of the bird is broken. Nishbagafa. The wing of the bird is broken. But that doesn't automatically make the bird a treifah. The only way the bird becomes a treifah is if what? After the wing is broken, it punctured the lung. So we still don't know that the lung is punctured. So it could be that the wing wasn't broken before the shechita. Maybe it was broken after the shechita. That's one reason to be made. Even if the wing were broken before the shechita, maybe the lung wasn't punctured. So there's a svek sveka to be made. Yeah, but the problem is the oaf is becheskas issa. Right? Because until it has a shechita, you're not allowed to eat it. So this is a case where you have a svek sveka to be made, to say that the bird is kosher, that it wasn't nishchata shaloka roi, the shechita was chal. But on the other hand, you have a cheska sisser against. Svek sveka against the cheska sisser. What do you think? Right, we have a svek sveka against the cheska sisser.
Imagine this
svek sveka over
the year.
Yes, that's what I said. Cool. Okay. So we're not good. Okay, yeah. Correct. What do you think the rule should be? Should you follow svek sveka lakula even against the cheska sisser? What do you think? So if svek sveka is midin rov, what should be the din? We know that Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adiv. So let's make it be din rov, then it should be out cheska sisa. Right? If spek sveka lakula is be din rov, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adiv, so it should be out the cheska sisa. We should go lakula even against the cheska sisa. That's precisely what the Shach says. The Shach holds that we should go basa svek sveka, we should go lakul even against the chazaka. And he says that's exactly what the Rashba says. By the Arab. The Teda on page 2. It says the Rashba, Svek Sveka Odif Kirov. Svek Sveka is like a rov. The Efshu the Olim Hetero Yosemi Rov, says the Rashba. The whole Rabbi Yeshua, Legabi Yosem Kosel Bechad Rubo, Masha Svek Sveka. Rabbi Yeshua in the Gemara in Ksubas and Afi Gimel and Abayz, Pasels Bechad Rubo when it comes to Yuchsin. Yuchsin were Machmer by Yuchsin to marry into a particular family, to marry a particular woman, were Machmer. By Yochsin, he's machmer by Chad Ruba, but by Svek Sveka, Rabbi Yeshua says it's Lakula, he's machshir. Do you see? Claims the Rashba that Svek Sveka is odif mirov, it's even better than Rov. Kevin Shekain says the Rashba, Yechidat lina basi Ruba lahatir b'chol yisurin Shabbat Torah, fa'afilu b'dis chadis kisura. Just like we go basi Rov against the cheskas iser, kigon chatichas iser shenisar b'shtayim shel heter. Let's say you have one chaticha of iser that gets mixed up in two chatichas of heter. Yeah, this is a cheskas iser. Cheskas iser, the item was b'cheskas iser, but there's a rove, two items of heter, so we follow rove against the chazaka. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Says the Rashba, who had in b'svek sveka, the shari, afilu b'dinz chazak isura. Says the Rashba, by svek sveka too, we should follow svek sveka l'kula against the cheskas iser. So you don't need what the Rashba is saying that svek sveka is odif nirove. It's enough to say that if Svek Sveka is Midin Rov, then we should follow Svek Sveka against the Cheskas Iser. But what do you clearly see that the Rashba holds that maybe Svek Sveka is Odif Mirov? What does that mean, Svek Sveka is Odif Mirov? What's Rashba referring to? Maybe he's referring to what the Rov says, that Svek Sveka is more than just the Rov, but rather a Suffolk Agabi Suffolk is not a Suffolk at all. Now certainly if a Suffolk Agabi Suffolk is not a Suffolk, we're not going to follow Chazaka against such a concept. Because we only follow Chazaka, but Makom Safek. So if I don't have a Safek, then clearly we're not going to follow Chazaka. So either Svara of the Rashba can help explain why Svek Sveka should be Lakula, even against the Cheskas Iser. But you do see that the Rashba seems to say that Svek Sveka Lakula is not just based on Rav, but it's more than Rav. Like the Rav. He doesn't say the Rav's Pshat, but clearly, according to the Rashba, Svek Sveka is stronger than Rav. Stronger than Rav. What's the raya that the Rav had for his Yisoka? Svek Sveka, Lakula, is not Midin Rav, but rather because Sveka, Gabi Sveka, is not called a Sveka. So his Ikka raya was from Dovah Shiesh Lamatir. We spoke about this concept a little bit more yesterday. Talking about Chametz Pesach. Chametz is also a type of Dovah Shiesh Lamatir. That's, it's awesome now, but it'll become Mutter after Pesach. The case that the Rav invoked to prove this principle is Dovah Shiesh Lamatirin by Beitza Shenol Debiyam. We spoke about this a little bit on Thursday. I just want to elaborate. I want to read a Birag Rav with you. What's the din of Beitza Shenol Debiyam? Beitza Shenol Debiyam. And how does that play into the Rav's Yisrael? Beitza Shenol Debiyam means if an egg is hatched, is laid on Yom Tov, so then we assume that it's Asa. Beis Hillel, Hokus Beisharim Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel, lo tayachal, should not be eaten, it's us. What's the reason? Different reasons given in the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Beitza. The very first reason is that it's muktza. Since it wasn't available, it wasn't royal, l'tashmish adam, l'tashmish behema, it wasn't fit for human consumption or for animal usage before Yom Tov, so it's muktza. Anything that's not mucha is muktza. If it's not prepared, if it's not royal for the use of a person or use of an animal, so then it's muktza. We know there's an issur d'rabbanan not to touch, not to move muktzah, and not to eat muktzah. That's why Beis Hillel holds the Beitza Shenol Debiyamtiv is us. What's it then if the Beitza Shenol Debiyamtiv is nisarev in rov beitzim that are mutter? You know you have rov beitzim. You kept the beitzah there, and then somehow it got mixed up. The rule is that beitzah is still asura. Is that the whole mixture is asura, I should say. Aye, but we normally follow Rav after Rav and Mahatas. There comes the Gemara Beitza, and the Gemara Beitza says the Dovah Shiesh Lamatirin is different. Ad shetochlenu beisa tochlenu beheta, as the Taz in Yeridaeus and in Kuv Beis have gotten all the quotes from the Rashi Beitza. Midaraisa chad betrei botem. Min haTorah, if I have three eggs, one is a Beitza Shnol to be up to and two are mutter, then it should be mutter because it's bottled by Rav. But Rabbanan Hechmiru hold the Yesh Lamatirin Lachazman Loyach Lena Bisuro Al Yedei Bittul. Don't rely on Bittul. Bittul is a kula. To rely on Bittul Berov is a kula. So Chazal say by Dovah Shiesh Lamatirin, don't rely on it. Why not? Why can't I rely on Bittul? What's different? The answer is Anshe Toch Lena Beisa Toch Lena Beheter. Why rely on Bittul? Just wait. Be patient. You can wait until after Yom Tov. Beis Hashanah Yom Tov Dosser on that day because of Muktzah, but on Chol HaMoed there's no Isser of Muktzah. So you can wait. So don't rely on Bindel, but just wait. So that's why Chazal Machmir, the Iker Din of Darshesh Matirin, is that it's not going to be Batel Berov. Never Batel. Not Berov, not Beshishim. It's not going to be Batel, because what's the need to rely on Bindel? Just wait. Just wait until the Isser no longer exists. So there's a very interesting brayse at the beginning of Beitza that says the following. Okay, there are three lines in this brayse. First line of the brayse is Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv Asura. Right? Comes the brayse and says Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv. It's also Asura. In this Arva Ba'acheros, Kula Asur. These are the three parts of the Brice. The first statement is that the basic din tells you the basic din of Beis Hashanah de Yom Tov. The Beis Hashanah de Yom Tov is Asura. Why is it Asura? Muktzah, right? That's the first reason. There are other reasons given by the Gemara, but we'll just go with the first reason. The Gemara says, let's say it's Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv. You don't know when the egg was hatched, right? You don't know when it came out. Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv, the Brayza says, is also us. Now, what's the chiddush of Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv? Is it Sveika de Rabbanan? Right? By Sveika de Rabbanan, we normally should go Lakula. So why should I say Asuros? That's the part of the chiddush of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. Part of the chiddush of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir is we don't say Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula by Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. That's another chumrah of the Chacham. Comes the Bryce and says in the final statement, Vim the Sarva Bacher is Kulan Asuros. They're all Asur. Okay. They're all Asur if the Sarva Bacher is. What's that third line going on? Is that third line going on line number one? Meaning line number one is that Beit Hashanah de Yom Tov is Asur. Then there are two Chidushim on that line. That Sveika de Rabbanan Lakula doesn't apply to this principle, to this Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv, and if the Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv were in its Arva Bacheros, then it's also going to be Asar? Is that what that third line is saying? Or should we say that line number three is going on line number two? It's an even bigger chiddush. That Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv is Asura, and even if the Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv were mixed up into other Beitzim, it also is going to be Asar. Two different ways of reading that third line of the Brayse. Is the third line of the Brayse going back on line number one, going on the Iker case of Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv, or is it going on the case of Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv and saying even by Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv Shinasar Bacheros, Kula Nasuros? What's the answer? Machlokas Rishon. So this is what the Bi Ragbar is picking up on. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Simakug Beis, if you'll turn to page 3 in packet 22. Shulchan Aruch says that even if the Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv is Nesar Vacheros, it's also going to be us. Kol Dover Sheesh Lamatirik on Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv Shemru'i Elamachar in Nesar Vacheros, Eina Betel Afilu Be'elef. As the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Safek in Nol de Biyantiv in Nesar Vacheros, Asuras. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even Safek Beitza Shenol de Biyantiv in Nesar Vacheros is going to be us. What does that mean? What's the halacha that this Bryce is telling me according to the Shulchan Aruch? That Svek Sveika, that Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Chazal HaMachar Dover Sheish L'Matirin, not only to say that it's not Batel Berov, and that Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula doesn't apply by Dover Sheish L'Matirin, but even the rule of Svek Sveika Lekula doesn't apply by Dover Sheish L'Matirin. All three halachas Lekula don't apply by Dover Sheish L'Matirin. We'll just focus on the last one. Right? That according to the Shulchan Aruch, the rule that Svek Sveika Lekula doesn't apply by Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Comes the Bir Agra and says, not everyone agrees. Let's look at this Bir Agra. It's not often that you read a Bir Agra. There are a lot of abbreviations in the Bir Agra. Let's read a Bir Agra together. Ozgim, the Nisar. So the Shulchan Aruch is Mach. Who's Mach? What sheet is this? Tur. Mordechai Besov Perek Gimel Da Avodah Zorah. Mordechai in Avodah Zorah says that Svek Svega doesn't work by Dover Sheish Matim. We're Mach by Dover Sheish Matim. Okay. Shita number one. That's right. Tzvek is also by Davish Yesh Matir. The Harash, the Tshuva, says the Bira Agra, Cholak Alzan. The Tshuva Sarash argues with the Mordechai. The Chosam, the Mahani Tzvek Tzvek. The Tshuva Sarash says, why shouldn't Tzvek Tzvek work by Davish Yesh Matir? It works by Davish Yesh Matir. How do I know that Tzvek Tzvek should work by Davish Yesh Matir? Ukmosha Chosav, Besimin Reish, Sadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, Bahagah. Like there are more rites in Yoredeya in Simin Reish Sadi Gimel Siv Gimel. Which Rama is that? Chadash. The Rama we saw it together. The Rama plies the Sfek Sfeka to be Mater Chadash. Chadash is a double Sheish Lamatir. The Omer is Mater the Chadash. So the fact that the Rama plies Sfek Sfeka even by Chadash implies, says the Rosh, that, well, the Rosh is not quoting the Rama, but the Gra says that the Rosh is similar to the Rama, similar to that, the Rama himself quoted a Rosh, the same Rosh, Tur B'Shem HaRosh. The Rosh says that Svek Sveika works by Davi Shesh Matirin, by Chadosh. So just 1 second, if Svek Sveika works by Davi Shesh Matirin, so why over here does it not work? The Rosh assumes that line number three is going on line number two. So Svek Sveika works by Davi Shesh Matir, so why over here does it not work? It should work. We should say that if Sovig Beitzah Shnol Dabiyamdav is Nisar V'Bachar is Kulon Mutaros. That's what the Gra quotes from the Rosh himself. El Mishum D'Sofeg Echad B'Tarovis Ayin Shom Reish Klal Beis. The Rosh has a special cloud that Svek Sveika L'Kula only applies if the two Svekos are similar. But if the Svek Sveika is what we call Sofeg Echad B'Guf Sofeg Echad B'Tarovis. One suffix is about the nature of the Beitza. Is it Nol D'Biyamdav or not? But the second suffix is not about the nature of the Beitza. It's about the Tarovis. Which Beitza is it? That's a Svek Sveka that the Rosh says that's not Lakula. Suffix Echad B'Guf, Suffix Echad B'Tarovis, that's not Lakula. It's not a Yisod. This Bryce is not telling me he's sold about Dava Sheishna Matir. It's saying this type of Svek Sveka is not Lakula. It's something special about this Svek Sveka. That's why it doesn't work. But really, if it would be a regular Svek Sveka, two Svekas B'Guf, it would work, Lakula, even by Dava Sheishna Matir, says the Rosh. Against the Mordechai, against the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh is one of those sheep, the Simishan, that holds that Svek Sveika is Lakul even by Davi Sheish Matir. It's just that the case of Svek Sveika by Beitza Shinolda is Safik Echa Beguf, Safik Echa Betaroves. That's a special Svek Sveika. That doesn't work. That's not Lakula, not just by Davi Sheish Matir, but stop. So that's why it doesn't work. But not because fundamentally a Svek Sveika wouldn't work by Davi Sheish Matir. Svek Sveika works by Chodesh, so why shouldn't it work by Davi Sheish Matir? Every other Davi Sheish Matir. Then the Gra quotes a third sheep, though. The Rashba says, of course Svek Sveka works by Davi Sheish Matir. Aye, from the Bryce, it sounds like Svek Sveka doesn't work by Davi Sheish Matir. That's the Gra. No, the Rashba holds that line number three is not going on line number two, it's going on line number one. If the Vadai Beitz HaShinolda B'Yomtev is Nisarav Bacheros, then it's going to be awesome. But if Sovek Beitz HaShinolda B'Yomtev is Nisarav Bacheros, then Tak it's Mutter. Because that's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk Beitz Shnol to be under Shnisarva Bacheres Kulan Mutaros. That's a Svek Sveka, and the Rashba holds that a Svek Sveka works by Davi Sheish Matir. So we have a major machlokas rishonim over here. Does a Svek Sveka work Lakula by even by Davi Sheish Matir? According to the Mordechai, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, it sounds like Svek Sveka doesn't work by Davi Sheish Matir. That's why Suffolk Beitz Shnol to be under Shnisarva Bacheres is Asuros. But according to the Rosh and the Rashba, Svek Sveka should work by Davi Sheish Matir. Aye, so why does it not work over here? For one of two reasons. Either this Svek Sveka is weaker because it's Svek Echa B'Guf, Svek Echa B'Tarovis, or you misunderstood the Braisa. The Braisa is going on Vadai Beitz HaShinol to be Amtuf Shinasar V'Bacheres. But Svek Beitz HaShinol to be Amtuf Avada Shinasar V'Bacheres Avada is going to be Mutter. Okay, this is the Bira of the three Shitas. So we have a major Machlokas Rishonim over here. Does a Svek Sveka work by Davi Sheish Matir or not? The Rashba holds how? What does the Rashba say according to the Bira Agra? Does Svek Sveka work by Davi Sheish Matir or does it not? Yes. It does work by Davi Sheish Matir. He argues with the Mordechai, with the Shulchan Aruch over here. And in fact, the Gra ends by saying, Aval Be'orachayim Simitov Guf Yigimel Sosim Kedas HaRashba. The Shulchan Aruch is so same like the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch is so sure himself. Some places he assumes that Svek Sveka works by Davi Sheish Matir, some places not. But who's the Mara the Shmaitzer? Who's the one who says that Sveksveika does work even by Darish Yesh Matirin? Who's Megil, even by Darish Yesh Matirin, to say Sveksveika Lakula? Who? The Rashba. The Rashba that the Pnei Yeshua quoted to say that Sveksveika is Midin Rov. Comes the Rav and says, I think that this Rashba is saying much more than Sveksveika Midin Rov. This Sveksveika is Midin Rov, so then why should it work by Darish Yesh Matirin? The Gemara says, Rov doesn't work by Darish Yesh Matirin. That's the whole din of Darish Yesh Matirin. It's not Batla, Filu Be'elef. Rov doesn't work. So how can the Rashba say that Sveksveika does work? The answer must be, the Rashba holds Sveksveika is Odif Mi Rov. It's not Din Okerov, it's more than Rov. Sofek Agave Sofek is Nishken Sofek. Sofek Agave Sofek is not treated like a Sofek, so that will work, even by Darish Yesh Matirin to be Mekam. Dovah Shesh Matirin is the raya that the Rav brought that even the Rashba who holds Sveksveika Lakula is not just Midin Rov, it's more than Rov. It's that Sofek Agave Sofek is not called a Sofek. There's no need to be Machmer by Sveksveika. Because it's not called a Sofek Yisr. So if that's the case, then even by Dovah Shesh Matirin, where Rov doesn't work, Sveksveika will still work. Okay, questions? One final point. Based on this, we can actually explain another sheet in Tosfos. If we are to assume that Tosfos and Dates is going like the Rav, and assuming that the reason why Sveksveika Lakula, Sveksveika Mutter is because Sabek HaKabisabek is not called a Sabek, then there's another Tosfos that can go with Shitasu as well, according to this framework. Which Tosfos am I referring to? Which Tosfos am I referring to? Tosfos on that Beis Amud Aleph. Beis Amud Aleph, going way back to Beis Amud Aleph. What am I referring to? Rashi and Tosfos had a machlokas at the beginning of the parak about the takana. Right? The Mishnah says, Besula nisez liyom haravi. Shemari lo tanez besula mayamashkim lebezdi. Right? We want the besula to get married so that if he doesn't find besula, he'll come to Bezdin and he'll complain. Right? So what? He'll complain, and what's that going to do? So Rashi says that if he complains, it'll be motzi a kol. He'll create a rumor. And maybe the Edom will come and they'll clarify one of the sveikas over here. By Rov, Rashi says that the takana was said by which women? Shar Nashim. Rov Nashim. Well, you really have a svek sveika lakula. You really should be makel based on a svek sveika. But if the Edom come and they're mavara, then it won't be a svek sveika. They'll be mavara, one of the sveikas, or both of the sveikas. And then we'll say that she's a surah labayla. So the purpose is to have the Edom come. How do we have the Edom? Well, we want the Baal to come to Bez, and that's going to generate a cold, and then the Edom are going to come, and we'll be Mavara the Sveksveika. Comes Tyson and says, no, the Takana of Besula Nisus Liyom Arvi was really said by the special two cases, by the Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael, Pchusa, Shekiv Bo'avia, Pchusa, Mitnas Gimel, Kiv Bo'avia, Kedushin, Pchusa, Mitnas Gimel, Shana V'yamecha. There, you only have one Sveik, you don't have two Sveikas, so that's why we want the Baal to come. Because she's a Surah Labayla in that case, and we want him to come so that we'll identify him. We'll tell him that his wife is Takasur on him. That he won't come to rationalize and say, no, maybe she's Mutaris. We'll tell him that she's Takasur. What emerges? Rashi seems to say that we're not going to rely on the Sveksveika. Tosfos says we really should rely on the Sveksveika. The Ikar Takana is for the two Nashim. But, says Tosfos, Shum Lo Plug, we say that the Rov Nashim also have to get married to Yom Harvi. Right? It's not that Meikar Adin, we should really need this Takana by Rov Nashim, because really it should be Mutar based on a Sveksveika. But, Shum Lo Plug, we said that everyone has to get married on Wednesday, so that the two special women who we really want to get married on Wednesday, so that we can identify to the Baal that they're Asuros, they will get married on Wednesday. So what's Rashi and Tosfos disagreeing about? What's the Machlokas between them? So comes the Chasam Sofer, as we explain. And says that the machlokas is whether in general by Sveksveika, even if you have a Sveksveika and we could go Lakula, but if Efshe Lavara, are you Mechuyev to be Mavara? The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is not about this Sveksveika in particular, but rather about general Sveksveikas. Are you Mechuyev to be Mavara if it's Efshe Lavara? That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So we didn't discuss then what is that machlokas based on? Why should you have to be Mavara by a Sveksveika? Why should you not have to be Mavara by a Sveksveika? So maybe the answer is, well, it depends what Sveksveika Lakula is based on. If Sveksveika Lakula is based on Rov, so then you have to ask yourself another fundamental question. Let's say you have a Rov. You have a Rov to rely on in a given case. But you can be Mavara. You can clarify the truth. You won't have to rely on the rove. Are you mechuyev to clarify the truth, or can you just rely on the rove? So that's not so clear. For some roves, if the rove is very, very, very strong, then you don't have to clarify. You're not mechuyev to clarify. You can just rely on the rove. If the rove is not so strong, but you have the opportunity to clarify, then you're actually mechuyev to clarify. The example that's given is treifus. Right? For some treifus, you don't really have to check the animal. There are treifus in the lung, and treifus in the stomach, and treifus in different places, a hole in the stomach, and different things. You don't have to clarify. Normally, you don't have to be mavar, because we assume treifus are not so common. If you see a treifa, then you have a problem. If you don't see the treifa, there's no chiyuv to clarify. But when it comes to treifus in the lung, for that, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you have to be bothered. You have to check the lung. Because treifus in the lung are much more common. It's a miut, it's a minority of cases, but it's what we call a miut hamotzli. It's a common situation. But because it's a miut hamotzli, even though rove animals and rove birds don't have treifus in the lung, but the rove is not so strong. So if the rove is not so strong, then there's a chiyuv to clarify. You see that when it comes to rove, it's not so poshut that there's no chiyuv to clarify. For some roves, if they're not so strong, there really is a chiyuv to clarify. What's the case over here? What's the specs fake in this situation? Sovik tachta, sovik ein tachta. Bim timtzi lomar tachta, sovik bonus, sovik barasa. Is that a strong rove or is it not a strong rove? It's not such a strong rove. Right? Certainly midrabbanan is not a strong rove. That's what Tosfa said, right? Midrabbanan, the second sovik is not even shokel. We assume that it must have been barasa, because if it were bonus, there'd be a kol. But forgetting about Tosfa for a moment, let's even assume that it's shokel. You still only have 75-25. You got 50-50. And then you have 50-50 on the second suffix. So basically you have 75-25. That's such a strong roll. 75-25 is such a strong roll. 90-10. 85-15. That's strong. 75-25. That's not such a strong roll. Maybe the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis is this. Rashi is assuming that Sfek Sfeika Lekula is Midin Rov. So because the specs fake of Sovik Tachta, Sovik Ein Tachta, Vimtim Salomar Tachta, Sovik Bonus, Sovik Rasson, that specs fake is not so, that robe is not so strong. So Rashi says, you're mechuyev to be mevarer by that robe. For this specs fake, because it's not so strong, you're mechuyev to be mevarer. That's why we want the Baal to come to Bez Din. So that a kol will be yosei and the eidim will come to be mevar the specs fake. Why should I have to be mevar the specs fake? Let's just rely on rove. No, this rove is weaker. It's not the strongest rove. So because it's not the strongest rove, here, if it's efshar levara, you're mechuyim to be mevar. That's because Rashi on specs fake is midin rove. What is Tosis? Oh, Tosis l'shitasa. Tosis assumed that specs fake l'kula is not midin rove, but rather that a savik on a savik is not called a savik at all. It's as if, in the Lashon of the Rav, it's as if there's no Leidas HaSafek. It's as if there's no Leidas HaSafek. It's as if there's no Safek there. If there's no Safek there, what's the answer? It's Mutter. Right? If there's a Leidas HaSafek, if there's some kind of Safek Isser, so then we have to talk about it. We go L'chumra, not L'chumra. Sveksveika, Lakula, not. Comes the Rav and says, the din of Sveksveika, Lakula, is that Safek Agabi Safek is not called a Safek, as if there's no Leidas HaSafek Bechla. So even if the Rove is not strong, as long as the Sveikos are strong, each Safek is Shokel, let's say, right? As long as the Sveikos are strong, that's a Safek Agabi Safek. As long as there's a Safek Agave Safek, it's like there's no Safek, and if there's no Safek, there's no Chiyuv to be Mevar. So it could be the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether you have to be Mevar by Svek Sveika, is dependent on what Svek Sveika's Midin. If Svek Sveika's Midin Rove, and the Rove is not so strong, then you have Mechuyuv to be Mevar. But if Svek Sveika Lakula is Midin, Safek Agave Safek is not called a Safek like the Rove, so then you're not Mechuyuv to be Mevar, because that's not called a Safek. So then you're not Mechuyuv to be Mevar, you can just go Lakula. Yes.
Okay.
You could say about the Chasam Shalom. I'm saying if you go with the Chasam Sof, if you say that this is a general principle, you can explain based on the machlokas we have, based on the hakira we have about what Svek Svek Lekula is based on. Okay, you're right. There are different possibilities within Rashi. According to the Chasam Shalom, it's a local issue. It's not a global issue. I'm saying even if you go with the global issue, Or, especially, not even, but if you go with the global issue, then perhaps you can explain the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos based on this question. Okay, Yaakov, and then we're going to move on to Yom
Kippur. So it's was not like the Rav, meaning maybe for some reason you would need two shakul sfeikos, even if you held Rav, or no one suggests that way?
The kasha of the Pnei Yeshua is that if you hold that sfeikos midin Rav, so you have a Rav, so like what's...
Maybe even if
the Rav is not the strongest Rav, but you're allowed to follow Rav. Even if it's a weaker Rav, so let's assume the Rav is like a chazaka, in the sense that it's not a var mamish, but on Hoga, the Torah says that you're allowed to follow Rav. So you should be able to follow the Rav, Lakula.
Maybe you need a certain strength.
I'm not so sure you would. Chazaka is no weaker than that. If you can follow chazaka, you should be able to follow a weak Rav. Right? But if you hold Spek Sveika, Lakula is Midin, then Savag Abay Sav is not called a Savag, so then you need two Svegas to be Shkulim in order to create this situation of Savag Abay Sav. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll shift now.